We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Robert Wilkie, is with us this morning. And I appreciate you joining us, Mr. Secretary. And I worked for IAVA, the Iraq-Afghanistan Veterans of America up in New York for a few years as their communications director. And I mean, vets, sure they get some benefits, but I tell you, between the virus and the economic news, I can imagine there are a lot of veterans who are really getting crushed today.
Yeah.
What's your assessment?
First of all, thank you for having me. And as someone who actually, I live in Virginia, and there's no place that in the country where you don't have to explain military service,
right?
Like Virginia. And certainly it's great heritage. We have 1,900 veterans across the country who have tested positive for this. And in our 170 hospitals, we have a little over 450 who are in the hospital. So that is how it has impacted us. I could say that we were the first healthcare system that began shutting down our facilities to the outside early on in this crisis. We had to make some tough decisions. We had to close off our assisted living centers. A majority of the folks there are from World War II and Korea.
Oh, boy.
And deprive them of the sustenance of their families and friends in order to protect them. We have ramped up our video virtual outreach to veterans when it comes to mental health, our mental health services, because this is a time when those issues come more clearly to the fore. And we've been doing a lot of different things to ensure that our veterans are safe. I would say that, you know, in the Richmond area, surprisingly, there are only three veterans in the hospital there at the McGuire Center, and we just pray that it stays that low.
Three veterans
who have the virus.
Gotcha.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't want to give short change the discussion about the virus, but since the news this morning is the unemployment numbers,
right?
Do you have a snap take on how that impacts veterans who have been employed or who have had a tough time since discharge getting into the workforce?
Well, until this happened, and you and I share the same political philosophy, until this happened, we had the lowest veterans unemployment rate in the history of our country, even going back to the year or two after World War II. It was below 3%. And the reason it was that low is that when you get a youngster and you work for a veterans advocacy group, when you get a youngster who's 24 or 25, that youngster has probably made more life-altering decisions in his short life than an average American will make in a lifetime.
Right.
And people want to employ folks like that. The other thing is, as you know, in this day and age when people are focused on iPhones and what have you, these young people can come into an office or a setting like yours, look you in the face, and shake your hand. There's no looking down. There's no hesitancy. So I haven't seen the latest numbers on the impact on veterans, but we're bound to be hit, and we have got our counseling services up, our vocational services up, and we'll address that. I do believe, as the president does, that when this is over, we will see a massive snapback in the economy because the fundamentals, unlike 2008, are strong. And I would expect veterans to be right there in the front because people want to hire them.
Now, that is an important distinction. Thank goodness we've repositioned ourselves economically where, other than this situation, we don't have, you know, a crumbling foundation economically.
Right.
That's really
right.
An important distinction.
That's absolutely right. I do want to beg your indulgence on one thing.
Sure.
Because of the massive numbers of veterans in Central Virginia, and just give you a snapshot on where the country is in terms of veterans population.
Okay.
If you were to look at the map today, it would look familiar to you. You wouldn't be surprised. It would say that California is one, Texas is two, and Florida is three in terms of veterans population. But that's going to flip in another year or two. Texas will be one. Florida will be two, California, North Carolina, Georgia, and Virginia. And Virginia is rapidly moving up that ladder. So what I'd like to do for the veterans listening to me, and we've sent out over 40 million individual communications across the country, if you don't feel well, call us. Don't come in. We don't want to endanger you or endanger your fellow veterans or any of our employees, but call us. We'll give you direction as to what to do next. The other thing I want them and their families to be aware of is our VA.gov, the banner headline there. You can click it on, and every piece of information that you would need is there. But also for our families and caregivers, as well as our veterans, our crisis line is up. The use is up about 12%, and on a normal day, we have about 1,700 calls across the country. But that's 800-273-8255, or people can text to 838-255. We want them to use it because the military community, as you know, we are unlike any other community in the country. We're certainly unlike any healthcare system in the country in that when someone goes and puts on the uniform, the family goes with that person. So we've been reaching out to families and the caregivers for our veterans as well as the actual veteran. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's very good information. I can imagine that as the infection rate appears to be likely to climb here in Central Virginia, that's an important resource that needs to be highlighted. And I'm looking at your website right now, va.gov, for folks who have not been to it. If you are a veteran, a lot of the most commonly asked questions are answered in the coronavirus FAQ page. And then the crisis line is up there, too. And just let me make sure I've got the number correct for folks who don't use the computer and want to dial.
Yes. It's 800-273-8255.
Gotcha.
Or they can call McGuire, or for our combat vets, the Richmond Vet Center. They will point you in the right direction.
Okay. Listen, I really appreciate it. I know there are a lot of people who are thankful that you're on the job and that you're doing this tour to make sure that you talk directly to folks who might need that assistance. The Secretary of Veterans Affairs.
And I thank you for what you do. I thank you for what you do, John, and I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.